Unconditional love leads to all. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Unconditional love leads to all. Every one of us would like to live a very fulfilling life. We'd like to enjoy all the things that make life exciting and beautiful and good. We'd like to do all the things that make everything in our world something so very special that it's just hard to imagine. But how do we do that? How do we make every experience in our life something so special that it just boggles our mind to think that we thought it? Well, the way to do that is to treat everything with unconditional love. We have friends who would like us to go with them and spend a Saturday afternoon at the zoo. Okay. So, some of the members of our family are not too excited about going to the zoo. They've been there many times, and they know that going with these friends is not going to be the happiest thing, because these friends have attitudes. They say, those animals are nice and those animals are not. And my family thinks that every animal is nice. And so we have a lunchtime and the family is gathered around the table and everyone is saying, Dad, what are we going to do? When we go with Charlie and his family and we go to the zoo, they're going to pick apart all those animals and tell about all the bad things those animals have ever done, and they're not very nice people to be with at the zoo. They look for the negative in everything they do, not only at the zoo, but everywhere. Why, Dad? Well, here we are sitting around having our lunch and discussing what we're going to do in the afternoon. And I say, well, let's look at this once. Ellen? Are you the master of your world? Oh, yes, Dad, I sure am. Well, Ellen, if you're the master of your world, are you going to be under the aegis, the control of another person, and are you going to be under their attitude? Are you going to be under their thinking system? Or are you going to be the creator of the thinking system? But Dad, they always talk about negative things. They always talk about these things. That's right, Ellen, they do. They always talk about those things when we are not in charge of our world. What do you mean, Dad? Well now, why do you think I have them as friends in my world? Why do you think I have Charlie and his family as friends in my world? I don't know, Dad. They're not really that much exciting people. Well, children, I am the master of my world. I am the creator of my world. And I create you children in my world as the most outstanding children that there ever was. You are beautiful, thoughtful, caring, positive in every way. Now, I create everyone else that way, too. Now, Charlie and his family, whenever I walk into their presence, they are positive, loving, and joyous. Whenever I walk into their presence, we think of something good to talk about. We think of something beneficial to talk about. And I just love them unconditionally. I see them always talking beautiful things. I see them always doing beautiful things. I see them in divine order now. All in divine order. I see them wonderful. But Dad, that's not the way they are when they're with us. Well, I know how they are with me. Now, when I leave the room and they're alone with you, then what sort of attitude do you have? Do you think, oh, now they're going to talk about, oh, now they're going to do this, oh, now Dad's not here. And, well, what influence has Dad got on our neighbors and our friends? Well, no one would think of talking negative in front of you. No one would think, oh, why is it no one would think of talking negative in front of me? Well, you're so loving all the time. So you're unconditionally loving all the time. You're unconditionally loving. You always see good in everybody. You always say, hey, is that so bad? Well, It's not easy. Well, what do you mean it's not easy? Well, when you look at appearances, it's hard not to believe in those appearances, not to judge by those appearances. Well, that's what weak people do. Weak people? Dad, are you trying to tell me I'm a weak person? Ingeborg stood up and stuck her nose out and said, Dad, are you trying to tell me I'm a weak person? And I said, Ingeborg, if you are in charge of your world, you are a strong person. If you let someone else be in charge of your world, then you're a weak person. Now, are you letting Charlie and his family be in charge of your world? Are you in charge of your world? Well, Dad, you don't understand, Ingeborg said. You don't understand. They talk so negative all the time. No, Ingeborg, are you thinking negative? Are you thinking of what they used to do? Are you thinking of how you used to be? Are you thinking of you as you used to listen to them with negative ears? Dad, the fact is they do that. Well, why is it they don't do it with me? Why is it that they don't do it with Sylvia? When Sylvia walks into the room, everyone has their smile on. Everyone has their happy face on. Everyone is talking joyous, loving, thoughtful things. Everyone is just being so uplifting, so unconditionally loving. Well, Sylvia always has everything with a happiness attitude. Well, is Sylvia enjoying a happiness world? Yeah? Well, is that so bad? Well, I can't be like Sylvia and just ignore the world and ignore the conditions or ignore the experience. No, you're not ignoring anything. And I think that's a big thing that Sylvia has learned to do. Sylvia doesn't ignore anything. Sylvia just walks into the room with Sylvia's big smile and Sylvia's unconditionally loving attitude toward everybody, and she will not see, she will not hear, she will not be aware of anything unless it is loving, happy, joyful, uplifting, unconditional. And perhaps we might take a lesson there from Sylvia and what she's doing. Yeah, but. There's no yeah buts about it, kids. Look at your mother. Here we are having this most interesting discussion, and what's your mother doing? She's sitting there, happily drinking her cup of tea. She's happily eating her sandwich. She's happily looking around the room and saying, I have the most beautiful children in the world. They're so thoughtful. And I have the most unconditionally loving children in the world. You know, Sylvia and your mother are a great deal alike. They're always seeing everything in unconditional love. But, Dad, that's... Now, Ingeborg, Ellen, you know the truth about this, don't you? Yeah. You know that you're the master of your world. Yeah. You know that everything that you would like to experience in your world, you experience it because first you have it in your thought. Yeah, but everything you want to experience in your world, first you have it in your thought. Yeah, unconditional love leads to all. Yeah. Now, Ellen, what kind of a man is Charlie? Well, he's a man like you, Dad. He has a wife and three children, just like you. And he's got all boys, yeah, not like you. And he's got a wife who is not like Mom, but she's okay. Now, let's recreate Charlie and his family. Let's look at Charlie and see him as Mr. Wonderful. But Dad, he does such silly things. Let's see Charlie as Mr. Wonderful. All right. So, Herb's family begin to look at Charlie as Mr. Wonderful. And each begin recounting areas where Mr. Charlie or Mr. Wonderful was wonderful. And before you know it, the things are adding up, and Charlie is really quite wonderful. Now let's look at Charlie's boys. His three boys. They're the same age as you girls. Now, are they wonderful? Well, they're... Now, let's look at them nicely. Would you like to marry one of them?
Nah.
Why not? Because they're a reflection of your negative qualities? Or are they a reflection of your positive self? Now, let's look at each one of the boys. Let's see. Peter and Paul and John. Now, let's look at Peter, Paul, and John. What kind of boys are they?
Well,
they're pranksters. They're always looking to play jokes on us. And they're doing things like, well, is that so bad?
Well, yeah.
They are interesting, that's true. Well, now, what kind of boys would you like them to be?
Well, fun guys. Not sissies or anything, but fun guys.
Well, what would you like them to do?
Well, I'd like them to be positive in their conversations.
Well, then, I'm positive with them, and they're positive with me.
I'd like them to be unconditionally loving in how they think and treat other people.
Well, I'm unconditionally loving in how I think and treat other people.
And, of course, then, Peter, Paul, and John are reflections of me.
Oh, Dad, you make it sound so easy.
No, I make it sound real. There's nothing hard or easy about it. It all is a matter of where you train your thinking to be. Do you train your thinking to be in unconditional love at all times? Do you train your thinking to be happy and joyful and uplifting in every area that you're in? Do you train that?
Oh, Dad, it's not...
All right. Ellen takes a deep breath and sighs and lets it all out. Sylvia sits there, and she doesn't pay attention to the disturbance that I'm creating in the girls. She just is so loving, and she says, Ellen, you are one of the most beautiful girls I have ever known. And whenever I look at you, I just say, I have the most beautiful sister in the world.
You're so thoughtful. You're so kind. You're so nice, Ellen. You're super.
Oh, come on, Sylvia, get off it.
No, Ellen, that's true.
Really? Really, that's true?
Yes, Ellen.
If you'd stop fighting yourself and stop saying that you wish you were something and just say, I am something, and then enjoy being it, that's what you are. You know,
Ellen, you're my sister, and I love you so much. I always see you doing beautiful things. I always see everybody coming here and saying, hi, where's Ellen? She's always so happy, always so bubbling with joy. Where's Ellen? I miss seeing her. Where's Ellen?
Everybody asks for you. And you, Ingeborg, Sylvia says, you are so thoughtful and loving. I am the happiest girl in the world to have you as my sister. Because you are radiant. Your smile just beams out like a beacon that goes everywhere. And wherever people come from, wherever they are, they come into our house, into our family, and the first thing they say is, well, where's that smiley face Ingeborg? We just love that. Because when we're here, she shines that unconditionally loving, shining, smiling face on us, and we feel so good.
I do that?
That's right, Ingeborg, you do that. You're always thinking something loving and happy and smiling at people.
I do that.
Yes, Ingeborg, you do. You always are looking for something good in someone, and you don't have to look very far because you're so used to looking that it just comes to you like a magnet. Pop! It pops right out of them, all their good qualities and all their good thoughts and all their good actions.
I do that?
That's right, Ingeborg.
Hey, I'm pretty good.
Yes, Ingeborg, you are. You're wonderful. Oh, I tell you, we have the three most beautiful girls in the world as our daughters, don't we, Mom? And Mom looks at them, and her loving, embracing eyes and her smile, and she reaches out her arms and encompasses all three girls and snuggles them and huggles them and said, I think that we have created the most beautiful family in the world, and I'm so happy.
Dad, what are we going to do this afternoon?
Well, Charlie wants us to go to the zoo. You want to go to the zoo?
I tell you, let's take Charlie to the beach. Because I know the girls have been wanting to go to the beach for a long time, and we did. Now I'll call Charlie, and I'll tell him that rather than the zoo, or I'm not saying it rather than the zoo, I would say, Charlie, we were thinking it would be such fun to go to the beach. We were thinking we could go for a swim in the ocean, and we could take our surfboards along, and there's a little bit of a surf out there, and we could practice on it, and we have some flat boards that we can go skimming along the beach with them, and we can do all sorts of stuff. And what do you think Charlie's going to say? Well, Mom, I know what the boys are going to say. They're going to say, let's go to the beach. You're right. And so Mom calls Charlie, and Charlie says, I was thinking of the zoo. Boys, what do you think? She says she wants to go to the beach. You want to go to the beach or the zoo? Beach, Dad! Beach, Dad! Beach, Dad! And they all shout, Tom, Dick, and Peter. They just say, wow, let's go to the beach. And so the family goes to the beach, spends a lovely day at the beach, and the girls create the boys seeing everything good and create Charlie saying, isn't the water wonderful? Isn't this lovely? Everything is so perfect. The temperature is just right. There's just enough overcast so that the sun's not too hot. Oh, this is so nice. You chose a perfect, ideal day to go for the beach. And even the dogs can romp on the beach. This is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And Charlie made a complete 180. Complete change in his thought, in his attitude, in his mind, because Herb's family made a complete change in their thought, their mind, and their family. Unconditional love leads to all. And the families had a good day at the beach, and the dogs were in paradise. Thank you for joining with me on this little journey in meditation on my thought and where they take me. I love you. I love you. I love you.